Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas, Ayin, Menachas 70a, pagination is 139. We'll start with the new Mishnah, which is about 10 lines from the bottom. Hachitim, wheat, v'asaorim, and barley, v'akusmin, and spelt, v'ashibala shual, and oats, v'ashifon, and rye. We're listing off the famous five-grain mizonos items. These are the items, as we'll see, from which challah for hamotzi is made, matzah for Pesach is made, and as I mentioned, mizonos, with the full status of mizonos, not like rice, as we'll see also in a moment, but these are the real mizonos grains. Hare'elu chayovin b'challah, they are going to be obligated in the mitzvah of challah. That means that if you make a dough out of grain, out of flour emanating from these grains, you would be obligated in challah. Mitzdarfin ze'im ze'. And they join one with the other. We'll get back to those concepts of joining. Va'asurim b'chadosh milifnei ha'omer. And eating from such product before the Omer is brought is going to be forbidden. It has to go through the Omer in order the new crop should be permitted. Umiliktzar milifnei haPesach, or even harvesting it if it's before Pesach, even if you're not going to eat it. And there were methods of possibility of harvesting, not in the conventional way, whatever those considerations were, but regular harvesting would be forbidden. And another halacha regarding the Omer, im ishrishu kodam la Omer ha-Omer matiran, if they rooted, meaning you planted it before Pesach, and it rooted, so then the Omer is going to be matirit, v'im lav asurim, and if not, it didn't take root, it's not part of the crop. It didn't happen until after the Omer was brought, and therefore you have to wait achayavi haomer haba, achayavo haomer haba, until the new Omer of next year is going to be brought because you missed the cutoff. Says the Gemara, Tana we learned, kusmin, spelt, min chitin. It goes under the umbrella of chitin. Shibola shual, oats, v'shifon, and rye, min sa'orim, go under the umbrella of barley. And here we have a concept that even though in the pasuk that describes the fruit of Eretz Yisrael as chita, sa'ora, wheat, and barley, and then the other five fruits, the famous fruits, including grapes, dates, figs, once we're at it, olives, pomegranates, so it only said wheat and barley, but we know, like for example, in Al Hamichya, we're going to say that special bracha even if the item was from any one of the five grains, not necessarily wheat and barley. Not so common, the general industry is focused on wheat, but particularly today when we're paying more attention to different allergies, etc., other types of breads are being produced, and a person has to be aware that a spelt bread, a rye bread, even if it's truly rye, not with lots of wheat mixed in, but even if it was truly another grain besides wheat and barley, it would still get the Al Hamichya bracha, and likewise, if eaten in the bread form as opposed to the cookie cake form, it would reach the point of Hamotzi and Birchas Hamazon. Let's turn the page and continue in the Gemara on the second line. Hani in, these five grains have the status described in our Mishnah. They have to do with challah, they have to do with the Omer. But Orez V'dochen Lo, rice and millet does not have this distinction. Minani, immediately the Gemara asks, how do you know? And the Gemara answers about 10 lines down, Devarim ha'boim lidei chimutz odom yotze ben yodei chavosa bepesach. The comparable case is going to be whether something is chametz on Pesach and therefore whether it's considered matzah, and by extension whether it's considered hamotzi in its chametz form all year. So if it's something that's lechem oni that could become chametz, but you controlled it and it didn't, yatzu elu she'im ba'in lidei chimutz ela lidei sirchon, the description of rice and millet, if it's left with water to ferment, it ends up the word sirchon, it spoils. It's not called chimutz, which is a special, we would describe it, a yeast action, a specific type of response chemically. And the Gemara maintains that rice, for example, is in a different category. Indeed, the bracha on rice is described by the word amen, which stands for Aleph Orez, rice, Mizonos, that's its bracha beforehand, and Nefashos, as in Borei Nefashos, as its after bracha. It's a unique category of its own. Going back to the main theme of the Mishnah and the Gemara, we have five grains, and these five grains have distinction. We mentioned that there would be an al hamichya on these grains. There would be the washing brachas hamazon on all of these grains. There's also a special halacha regarding brachas, the bracha before a food, that if it has yeshbo, if it has in it mechameshas haminim from these five types, the five types could generate the type of bracha that it's going to have, even if they are not a majority. Usually, if you have two foods, different brachas, we take into account majority as one of the key factors which bracha you should make. Yogurt with strawberries. Well, which one are you eating? Are you eating strawberries with a little bit of yogurt, or are you eating yogurt with a little bit of strawberries? We'll sometimes ask which one is the enhancer. When it comes to the majority, though, that rule of majority would be overridden by the concept of chamesha saminim, five grain, which get priority, so that you could have a cholent that has meat and beans and potatoes. But if it has a significant amount of barley as an ingredient, not just as a binder, but if it has grain as a significant ingredient, even if it's not the majority, you could end up with the bracha being a mizonos because of the presence of five grain. It dominates. A barley soup, or maybe a barley soup is not such a great proof because it's got lots of barley. Take any vegetable soup and you throw in enough barley, as it's described, that when you take a spoonful, you're getting barley. If the barley is in there in any significant presence, even if it's not a majority, it could very well become a mizonos. Now, the Mishnah also mentioned the concept of mitztarfin, that these grains join together. Regarding the laws of challah, siman shin chaf dalet in Yoridei Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, chameshes mine tevua, these five different types of grain, mitztarfin, they would join towards the amount necessary to take challah. For example, to be very simple about it, if you have 5 pounds of flour, which includes, it's really a volume measurement, not a weight measurement in halacha, but 5 pounds would include the number of cups, volume, that would be required to recite a bracha, that it's clearly the mitzvah. So if instead of taking wheat flour exclusively, as many people do, you would mix in a multigrain, a bunch of different flours in it to a total, again in our example, of 5 pounds of flour to keep things simple. The halacha is mitzdarfin, they join. Shim ein be'isa ala chameshes revay mechamashton. If you had only one portion of the percentage from each of them, mitzdarfin, they're going to join together, and in total, you have the amount to recite your bracha. B'me devarim amurim, when is this said? K'she'irvan kemach, if you join them as their flour. But a case that is more advanced would be losh kolechad levado, you kneaded each one separately, and now you're joining them as dough. Then there's a discussion which ones join with which ones, what matches. But again, going back to the simple situation, you're joining them when they are flour, they will join. And that's the statement of the Mishnah, O mitztarfin ze im ze. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.